Srinagar's Dal Lake, an oasis of tranquility on a weekend afternoon. It's long been a spot popular with Kashmiris, who ply the lake's waters in traditional wooden boats. Now, increasing numbers, including foreign tourists, come to stay in some of the 1,200 houseboats moored here, charming reminders of India's colonial past.
And houseboats have served as a backbone of the tourism industry in Kashmir for the last 140 years.
The head of Kashmir's Houseboat Owners Association is Azim Tumar. Officials say that between 2003 and 2005, the number of tourists coming to the Kashmir Valley nearly tripled. It is expected to reach more than a million in 2006. The houseboats, Tumar says, are a large part of the appeal.
You live in concrete blocks back home in the hotels and everywhere. You do not get freshness and fragrance of cedar wood. And then, living in houseboat is equal to living in bird sanctuary. And you are living away from hustle and bustle and, the soaking smell of cement. That's why houseboats are very, very popular.
But they haven't been as popular as they could be. For the past 17 years, India has fought an Islamic insurgency in the two-thirds of Kashmir it controls. Militants want independence for Kashmir or for it to merge with Pakistan, which controls Kashmir's remaining third. The militants have carried out terrorist attacks in the heart of Srinagar. And that's not all. Since British colonial rulers left the subcontinent in 1947, India and Pakistan have gone to war over Kashmir twice, and came close to a third time in 2002. Each of the nuclear-armed rivals wants full ownership of Kashmir, and each has forged its national identity in part by decades of resistance to the other. That means Dal Lake and the communities which make their living on it have remained largely hidden to all but the most adventurous, and the friends with whom they share their stories, like these Singaporeans.
And now we have some friends. They also came back from Kashmir not long ago. Yeah, they say it's safe to go there, yeah.
Things have to happen locally first. If the place is safe for locals, it becomes safe for national tourists. If the place is safe and secure for national tourists, it certainly carries a message internationally.
Salim Beg is Kashmir's Director General for Tourism. The problem with Kashmir's tourism industry, he says, is not safety, but infrastructure.
Until last year, we didn't have a very good air capacity for Kashmir. It has happened only in the last 4 months that about 7 airlines are flying to Kashmir. Last year, we had about 4. And it was jam-packed during the season when tourists used to come to Kashmir.
Recently, India and Pakistan have agreed to a series of measures to ease tensions between them as a step towards an eventual resolution of the Kashmir conflict. Right now, Kashmir remains a largely hidden treasure, but perhaps not for long. Patricia Noonan, VOA News, Srinagar.